Okay, today's daf is daf chaf vav, and we begin from halacha gimel. So, if you like that, hasocher tachamor lo lechabahar, boholi chabibika. So, he rented a sorry, chamor is a donkey. And again, the donkeys were usually for transporting things. And the understanding was he was going to take it in the mountains, and he ended up taking it in the bika, because like a valley, or bibika boholechabahar. So he changed the. Its use, basically, its intended use. So not intended use, but the conditions of use, let's call it that. So even if the distance of the journeys were identical, just one happened in mountain, one happened in the valley, we say that he's chayev l'shalem if the animal, something happens to, and it dies, that he's chayev to pay. We'll see in a minute that what the conditions are of this, because you'll see in the as we continue the Mishnah, we'll learn something that contradicts it. So it has to be what caused the death? We have to try and work out what caused the death. And why is chayev? Because, normally a shomer is part of ma'onzin, no? And if it's some sort of chayev's control. So, sachar ta chamor v'ivrika. So, again, another case is he rented this chamor, this donkey, v'ivrika. Hivrika, we're going to learn a different pshat than you might be familiar with in when you get to the Gemara. But if you learn Mishnah, it goes blind, or something happened to this animal. Importantly, the animal could still be used, however, it won't be used as efficiently. Or Shiniset le Angaria. Now, these Angaria were the Avodah, it was taken for Avodat HaMelech. So the king says, all right, we need to commandeer your vehicle. They're taking it. And in that situation, we say the maskir can say to the socher, Harei shecha lefanecha. I don't have to bribe you on. Here you go. Now, I'll just explain the way the Maripul explains. This is Telen, it's right in front of you. Take it. As if it's, in other words, despite the fact it's matala, so the understanding of Angaria we'll see in the Gemara is not like you may be familiar. It's not Angaria, sorry, Hivrika might be blinded. He says it's got some sort of worms in it or something, some sort of parasites of some sort. Okay, so it can still walk, but it's not going to be able to do it so well. Shaf mazagam kamo mazli. In other words, it's just like your bad luck, right? I'm not responsible to pay for it. The Gamangaria nami hamten acher tachshuv. It seems like when the police, if you like, or the king commandeered some sort of animal. It wasn't a permanent thing. They were going to return it. So it says, so just wait, you'll get it back. And that's within the schirut, you'll get it back. In other words, it's your bad luck. It's still there. It's your bad luck. However, if it was meta or nishbara, if it was seemed to be completely unusable, it dies, then chayiv, then the company that rented out this animal is chayiv to provide him another animal or this person. Again, we'll discuss the conditions of this in terms of what the agreement was. There's a lot of the so-called fine print or conditions. We have to understand what's happening when it comes to the Gemara. Next case, again, sounds very similar to the beginning of the Mishnah, but we're going to say something different now. If you rented an animal, this chamor, this donkey, to take in the mountains, and ended up taking it in the bika in the valley, and it slipped, in that case, we're patur. V'im huchma, meaning if it died or got injured because it was very hot, then he's chayev. Now, to appreciate, the mountain region is more slippery. So if it slipped in a flat plane, even though it was Mishana, it's fine. He was Mishana, he changed the conditions where he's taking it for a beneficial area, and it slipped. Okay? So therefore he's not chayev. However, since it's cooler in the mountains and he's now hasn't taken the mountains like he was meant to, and he took down in the valley, which is a hotter environment, and die because of that. Oh, you've changed the conditions that have been detrimental to the animal, so therefore you're chayev. That's what it sounds like. Now, the bika, if the ingredients take the valley, volicha bahar, and he was meant to be in the valley and he took it in the mountains, imichlicha, if it slipped, well, in that situation, you put in conditions that are much more precarious for the animal, so obviously the person's chayev. If I were imichuchma, if it overheated, then it's patur. Now, overheated, it seems to be just because of the climate. However, sometimes the animal can overheat due to exertion. So if overheated due to exertion, then clearly you're chayev because you made it exert itself more by going up the mountain. If, however, it just overheated because the temperature was hot up there, well, it's much hotter in the valley. You put it in a better situation, so therefore you're not chayev. You're not considered negligent in the care. Okay. Now, how socher et hapara lachrosh bahar v'charash v'bika v'nishbara kan kan patur. Again, similar type of idea. He rented this animal, this cow, to plow in the mountains, and ended up plowing, and he took it and plowed in the valley, and the kankan, meaning so like a plow system, ended up breaking, it's patur because it's much softer in the valley, and therefore he didn't make it worse. However, the bikat charash bahar, if it was mentioned in the valley, took in the mountain region, which is much worse, bumpy or hard or harsh, and it broke, then it's only broke because of the negligence in the way he was ha taking handling this plow he was trusted with. Similarly, ladush bakitnit, he borrowed this cow to thresh and trample on this kidney or legumes for dashbut fuwa, and it trampled on regular produce and slipped, right? Then we say it's patur because what he's done is put a product that is less slippery. However, the tfuah, the dash, the kitnit, if it was other way around, chayef shakini machaleket. Because he put it in a more precarious situation, it's more slippery. Okay, you can get the gist of what we're doing in this Mishnah. Okay, let's continue. Now, let's look at the Gemara. Gemara says, Hasvara tachamor, nicha bahar v'olcha v'bika v'chole bahar. So what we're trying to understand here is that in the beginning of the Mishnah, we said it max makes no difference. He took it in the mountain. It meant in the mountain and he took it in the valley. Or it meant in the valley and took it in the mountain. In both situations, you're chayav. That's what it says in the beginning of the Mishnah. Later on the Mishnah, it says, well, it depends. If it injured itself, or was it more precarious, or more dangerous in the mountain? Did you put it in a better condition, worse condition? But those considerations don't really come to play in the beginning of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is trying to understand, why does it work both ways? I can understand maybe when you took it in the in it was meant in the mountain in the valley, because you can say, oh, it was the heat that killed it. Then what's the why you chayev? So interesting here, Rabbi Shimon ben Yakim says, b'shemeta machmatavir, meaning it seemed to be an air issue. So in that situation, the air of the mountains and the air of the valleys is different, but they each have their advantages. It might be clearer air, but if you think about high up in the mountains, it's like it says it's the air is harder. I think the simple understanding of that is there's less oxygen in the air. It can be harder to breathe if you're giving a very high altitude. But then again, it could be a stuffier air down below. So what it's saying by changing conditions, if it just died and seemed to be got to do with some respiratory related death, then we say that it's that the changing conditions could have caused it, and that's why it's chayev. For any change, going up the mountain when it's meant to be at the bottom, or vice versa. Okay? Seder. Do you want to say something?
We're assuming this was a Tanaim Mefurash.
Yes. Yeah. In other words, that I'm renting this, where you're taking it. It's a bit like now when you hire a car, they say, oh, how many kilometers are you going to be doing with it, where you're going to be taking, like, you can't take it off road, things like that. So I think the understanding is, as you said, I'm hiring this animal to take it to the mountains. It was like a Tanaim Mefurash.
Right,
I
tonight,
think.
and nowhere else.
Well, it sounds like it. That's the understanding. I think so.
Okay.
So Reb Shimon ben Yakim says, no, which was Bet Matambir, fine. However, Rab Dostai ben Yanai says, she kisha nachash. They ended up getting bitten by a snake. That's why it's chayiv with any shinui. So the way the Pnei Moshe explains it, it says, depending on the season, you can have more snakes in the mountains or you can have more snakes in the valley. And by switching location, you put it in a more precarious situation, it sounds like. Fine. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar said, this is Rabbi Meir. It's all understanding the Mishnah should read Meir. Why? Da Amar Kola Meshane Al Dat Baalim Nikra Gazlan. In other words, to appreciate all the situations, Meta is something that's Machmat Ones, if it just dropped dead. So why you Chai Machmat Ones? So it's to appreciate this. This is our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Meir that says, Kola Meshane is chayev, even if it's because he's considered a gazlan. I'll just read the Pnei Moshe. It says, "V'kama b'la brishotei lichay ba'onsin, v'seifet etnan imichla patur." That's Shitat Rabbanan. So it seems to be the way we're explaining now is that it's not the ratio and the sefer are two different opinions. In the sefer, Shitat Rabbanan, you're not called a gazlan. You're only chayev if you made it more precarious. The Reisha is Shita Rabbi Meir. It says, I don't care if it's more precarious situation or not. Even if it's honest, this animal died. Because you're Meshaneh, because you went against the conditions that you had with the person you rented it from, you are the definition of a gazlan, you have a definition of a thief. And a thief is Chai Be'onsin. So that's why he explains the Mishnah. So, fine, Beseder. So again, just to summarize what we just saw now, to clear it up, because I'm not sure if I'd give it 100% clearly. The first few shittot are trying to find reasons why changing their location makes it more dangerous. Okay? And it finds various reasons. It's got to be snakes, got to be air quality, whatever it is. And that's why Yochai was made in mountains, in the valley of mountains. But it seems to be that, and that's different to the other case in the Sefer where one location is better than the other. So it depends how. Did it slip? Did it overheat? And all the different explanations we sort of brought there. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the Reish and the Sefer are two different shittot. The Sefer is Chachamim, where it's important. Did you make it worse or did you make it better? Were you negligent in your care or were you not negligent? However, the Reish is shittat Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir says, I don't care if you're negligent or not. I can be even honest. Because you changed, you were Mishaneh al dat baal, and you did differently, you're considered a gazlan. Once you're defined as a gazlan, you're chayv under all circumstances. Okay, that's how he explains it. Now the Gemara says, Sachar chamor v'ivrika, what is hivrika? It says, Dabazakia or Davuk is another girsa, and the understanding is this tola'im, this also got wormy. And then we explain in that situation, the maskin said, the socha. The animal's still alive. Yeah, it can't go to, 25 kilometers an hour anymore. It can only go to 15, but whatever, you can still use it. That situation, it's your bad luck. I said that. However, Oshinasan Angaria, and we explained that it was taken by the, it was commandeered, if you like, by the Avodat HaMelech. So the Gemara says, Itani Tani Angaria Kemita Vitani Tani Angaria Hareshachal Afanecha. We actually have two different shittos. We said in our situation that Angaria was, he can say, Hareshachal Afanecha. Have you got others, bright or others, a teacher that actually says, no, that it's like meta, that he has to give supply replacement. So to explain the different, the brightot said they're actually not cholok on one another, it's two different situations. Man Amatan Angaria Kemita, that's Botai Chole Fasher. When do we say it's like mita? That's when the maskir, the owner, can come and negotiate with the government officials to ensure that the animal is not taken away. And he doesn't do so. It was in the biyada maskir to stop and he didn't do so. Okay, now you have to provide him another one. However, in the situation we said, look, it's just your bad luck. That situation was completely out of his control. That's how you differentiate between Harashat Chafanecha or whether he was responsible to provide another one. However, we've got another case. It says, Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer. That's it. You've got Kederech, but the Marafulda says that's Bederech Halichata, Inu Chayb Lamid Lo Chamor Acher, Shalom Bederech Halichato, Chayb Lamid Lo Chamor Acher. Which is interesting. In other words, he differentiates when he's actually, in the case of Angaria, when he has to provide a replacement or he doesn't have to provide a replacement, the maskir is. In other words, if the Angaria, these government officials, took this animal and was going in the same direction as the socher was taking it, and is following along and eventually take it, doesn't have to provide a replacement. If, however, the Angaria were taking the opposite direction, different altogether, well, now the guy's got nothing, so the maskir has to provide a replacement. That's a different Tana here. That's the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So he says it really depends on the circumstance of this Angaria. Amar Rabbi Avahu, Mishem Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, the Kapandria in Chayv Chamor Acher. However, Basilka Chayv Limedo Acher. Now, there's different explanations of what is Kapandria and Basilka, but normally a kapandria, we're familiar with it being to mean a shortcut. After you kind of make a kapandria through a shul. So that's the way the Marafulda explains this. But kapandria, meaning if it's going b'shvil hamekatzer haderech, the angaria and this angaria, these government officials are taking molichor b'shvil in that path, v'holech, v'hu alech acharav, and the person's going, ad shepogea b'chamor acher. Because seems to be that Angari, what happens is they take someone's animal, and then when they find the next one, they demand it and take the next animal. So he's following it along. Aval imo lochamagar basilka, which is derech rabim, it would be a different situation. Now, what's derech rabim? So I'll just show you here the why it would be different. Here is the, yeah, I'm meant to read that actually, Pnei Moshe. The Pnei Moshe says, I'll read the Kapandria and Silka. He says, that which Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, if it's bederech halichet, but if it's not in the same direction he's going, he's chayav the maskir has to provide a replacement. Mefresh Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, Tami the Rabbi Shimon Lazar, the Mechalki Nami, he also differentiates official law b'derech halichata mamash. What? Lifamim ein chayav lamid lo chamor. He still wouldn't have to replace another one. Kagon she'angaria holech bekapandri. He's taking sort of shortcut. V'ushvila mekatzer derech. That goes in again a shortcut. Because he's taking a shortcut, the socher, it's not such a big deal for him to follow. Even if he wasn't going to go that direction, it's not really out of his way so much. That's what it sounds like. Okay, so that's why the Maskev said, "Socher, your bad luck, just follow, and you'll eventually get it back." However, Basilka, if it's Derech Aliyah Vesviva, around that direction, that's a different explanation. Skip a bit. Mikomakom, Kevan Sha, and Gary Mesavivo Lech Derech Aliyah, since he's going this roundabout, circuitous route, right? Vesvivot Harim, Kiyotze Baze, Lav Derech Aliyah, it's not considered Derech Aliyah, it's considered out of his way completely, and that's when the Maskev has to provide it. So that's how he differentiates, even if it's not the same direction, depends what path the person's taking. It's the Angaria. And similarly, Rav Lael says, B'Shem Rav Yossi Bechanina, Agra micha, mean from here, lelod, but in sivat, angari lelod, this is basically aligned what we were saying before, that if the angari had taken it towards lod and it was going to be going to lod, then he doesn't have to provide another one, nichad lemir acherer. However, micha lelod, but in sivat angari letzur, if however he was taking it to lod and it ended up, and the angari took in a completely different direction, letzur, then he has to provide another one. Okay, so the questions are, in this case of angara, when the responsibilities of the masker is to provide another one or not. Now the Gemara says, we're quoting the Mishnah. Meta o nishpara chayv lamid lo chamor. The animal dies, or it's completely unable to work, we say then he's chayv, he has to provide another one. Rabbi Yochanan says, careful here. Amar, that's b'shamar lo chamor stam. That's when the person said to the person renting, went to the supplier and said, I'd like to hire a donkey. So the responsibility then is to provide a donkey. That's why if the donkey died halfway, well, we have a contract for however the period of time is. So you have to continue fulfill the contract to provide me a donkey. Aval im amar lo chamor ze, if however I'm hiring this particular donkey, yachol meimar le, ledin bait aiti le kumin. Now, what this means, again, lots of different explanations here. Again, I'll just, in the case, because you have it in front of you, I'll just bring the Mar Fulda and the Panei Moshe. Mar Fulda says, the question is, who's saying to who? He can say to him, bring it to me. Now, what does that even mean? So the Mar Fulda says, Shoy lachamor zeratzita. He can say, bring it to me. Who's saying to who? The maskir can say to the socher, says, you want this animal? Well, bring it to me. Because you wanted that one. Or bring it back. So you just have to transport the carcass of this animal. And then I'll be able to sell the carcass. And then I'll hire another animal for you. The point, it seems to be, according to Mar Fulda, of taking the sugya, that the masker is not chayv le tapel bo, b'oto makom l'avi anebe lekan. That the masker is not chayv, so the gist of what we're saying here is, according to Mar Fulda, that the masker can say to the socher, okay, that's the animal you wanted, well, bring it back to me, and from that animal, I'll be able to rent another animal and sort it out. But the whole question is, who's responsible for retrieving the nevela or not? Is it the socher or the masker? That's the understanding of the sugya. That's why when it continues, Rav Huna Amar Chayv Letabal Batomakom. No, the masker is Chayv. Okay? That's the debate. However, a completely different take on this, it took me a second to understand because it was so different, was the Pnei Moshe. I'll just show you to you. He says, Aval Ima Machamozeh, Ledin, it says, Velezaiti Rotze, it says, you say, Aiti Le Kamor, he says, Haviwa Le Fanai, Klomar, Hu Ilvezem Met Onishbar, Eni Rotze Bechamor Acher. Which is interesting. Who's saying to who? It sounds like the socher can say to the maskir, he says, I wanted to hire that particular animal. So, and you can't provide me that particular animal because it's dead. And therefore he can't force him. I think it's a socher here. He can't force him to buy another one and then liten lo scharo and pay the schar, meaning pay the rental. So it sounds like he can break out early. I think that's what it seems to be saying. In other words, I think that's what Pnei Moshe is saying. In other words, Mafulda and Pnei Moshe have different vantage points, if I understood it correctly, which is, and it comes clearly to the next portion of Pnei Moshe. I mean, Mafulda says, if it says Chamor Zeh, the question is, the debate we see now is who's got responsible look after the Nevela. And now it seems to be that he's saying, from the Pnei Moshe's perspective, we're talking about the Socher's perspective. I'll just show you, he says, And then it adds, Rav Huna dina cherat al mishmar the ketz she'im lo amar lo chamor stam umet b'chatzia derech va'in ezeh chamor achel ashin darko chay b'tapa b'nevela b'oto makom. So he ended up tying Rav Huna's statement as a continuation, got to do with the it also related to the nevela. Okay, fine, let's continue. Amar Rav Zera im yesh b'tfeila kedei lischor lo gidur katan enu chay b'lamid lo acher v'im lav chay b'lamid lo acher, which is interesting. What it's saying now is, if, okay, this animal's died, and now we're saying, we're assuming that the socher is chayev to, the masker is to provide another one. The question is this has to be in, provide another one? Or what the Mashiach is saying now, if it's there's enough in the tefela, meaning in the nevela, the carcass itself, the price of it, that it can liskor is to hire another animal, then he's not chayev to lamid lo acher. Okay? V'im lav chayev lamid lo acher. Okay? However, Amrav Huna, Rav Huna says, "Im yesh benevela kedei likach." Important difference: socher and likach. If the nevela is enough to purchase a small gidur acher, another small chamor, and then Yassid has to provide another one, v'im lav chayv lemelo acher. So let me just read this through the Marav Huna. He says, "Im yesh potzaot tipul nevela kedei lischor b'hem gidur acher," meaning chamor ayar small, "enu chayv lemelo, he doesn't provide one." The Omer lo hamaskil lo socher, the maskil says socher. You're responsible to look after the carcass anyway. Yesh betipulo, you can see in a kedelis chor chamor na'ar. You can simply purchase another small animal. So schole chamor na'ar b'demet fil tipula. So therefore, it's just simply, you've got the means to continue the rental as agreed. Just sell the carcass and rent another one. You're fine. However, the other shita's difference is im yesh benavele says no likeli kachamor. It's not enough. In other words, there has to be much more value in the nevela, not just to rent another one, but to purchase one. What's the debate between purchasing and renting? The question is, once a corpse is like the animal's like dead, the question is, can he mechalin karna? Can we now exhaust the capital that's there or in the value? So according to the first opinion, it says as long as there's enough to rent another animal, so sell it, rent it. But the problem is in mechalakarna. According to the other shita, it says, no, you can't mechalakarna. There's some sort of value left. So you have to be able to preserve some sort of principle. In other words, there has to be enough in the nevela to purchase another one. That's what it seems to be. Okay, fine. Let's continue now with the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Aswer tachamor lavir lavi chitim vevi seurim. Tua vevi teven chayev. Why? Bibnei, I'm saying the words here from there. I got the words. But Bibnei shah nefach kasheka masoi. Which means as follows. Let's say the rental was to take a particular, to transport wheat. And of the same weight, instead he transported se'orim, which is barley. Or it was produce and he took straw. Now, even though it's the same weight, as a result of the change, it's increased the volume. Okay? Now, the problem is that what Gemara is saying is, increase his chayv in that situation, just because it's the same weight, you don't say, oh, what's the difference does it make? No, because the increase in volume can actually make it more difficult. When I was in lower high school, we had to learn different instruments. Some people had, well, string instruments for like a term. And I got a cello. Now, cello on its own is not particularly heavy, but it's very difficult to carry around. I ended up breaking it and breaking the neck of it off by mistake, even taking it out of a car, whatever it was. But like, in other words, sometimes we have extra volume, it can be much more difficult to move and transport. So if it's the same weight, no, you're responsible, you were negligent by changing the conditions there. Okay? According to Chachamim, we are chayiv only if you made it worse. If, however, it's that it was meant to bring a, the grizzly was to have a particular volume of wheat and a particular volume of barley, then you butter if something happened to the animal because you've got to maintain the same volume and reduce the weight. However, then you chayiv, you've increased the masoy, you chayiv. The question is, what's considered increase? Is it any a gram above? Gemara says, So for a letach, we're talking about a seah, which is a 15th. The shlosh of kabim, which is a half a seah. So therefore, the chamor, which would be a 30th. Okay, the seder, we'll take it from the Gemara. I think it's. Well, have a good day.